Hasn't this been wonderful? An appropriate tribute. That choir, which I love dearly, they got me feeling a little churchy in here. Because this is a celebration, and I think about that Thursday, Supinda, the Thursday the week before he passed, and he called me his sister, which he did it in not the community sense, but I really felt there was a familial bond because I understood that he understood, especially later, as you said, Fred, that there's a God that created all of us equal, and we're one big family. He understood what Bishop Tutu meant when he said, if I diminish you, I diminish myself. And so he embraced me, but I walked into, rushed, as I always am, into his house that Thursday evening. It was late for a meeting, and I had on a black beret, and I thought I was being cute because I had put a brooch on it, so I thought it jazzed it up some. But Yanni always saw the movement and saw us being about the movement, and he says, wow, you look like you just stepped out of the 70s, black power. And I said, is that what I'm looking like to you, honey? Because I thought I was being cute, but if that's what it is. Because Reverend Barber always said, he said, Dr. William Barber, he told my husband, he said, look, anytime you send her out to go speak, do like Fannie Lou and all the old soldiers did. Tie a rag around her head or something. So I wasn't particularly trying to be in the social justice, but the social justice is a part of us. And I thank Yanni for being our John Hope Franklin. John Hope Franklin's autobiography is the mirror to America. And Yanni was the mirror to Chapel Hill. He was our W.E.B. Du Bois. Instead of pinning the souls of black folk, he helped us to understand the souls of white folk. And particularly during times when it wasn't so popular to do so and so glamorous. And so we thank our God for that wonderful life and the legacy that he left behind. And I felt kind of bad because in my spirit, when I heard about the passing, and I wanted to go. Immediately, the family requested some time alone. And I understood that. But I wanted to go, and I thought about the words. There's this friend here that I met at the hospital, his longtime friend, his oldest, he couldn't make it. Yanni insisted that we meet and insisted that we get to know each other. But Yanni told me when I was leaving, he said, keep on fighting. Keep on fighting. And so when I heard about it, Jean, I wanted to go, but the Spirit of the Lord dropped into my spirit a scripture, let the dead bury the dead. Keep on fighting. And I felt kind of bad because it almost seemed like I was, but God let me know, Yanni, his spirit is still here. He would want you to keep on fighting. Keep on fighting. And that's how we can best remember him, in solidarity and in brotherly love, wanting for others, the least of those, what we want for ourselves, and to understand that we can treat each other bad here, but there is a righteous judge who will judge us for the work that we do. In peace and solidarity, in Yanni's memory, keep on fighting. As we pray, O Lord, omnipotent creator of the universe and every living thing, the giver of every good and perfect gift, the righteous judge, merciful and kind, we thank you for Dr. Yanni Chapman. We thank you for giving him to this community and to the world to remind us that which we do to the least of our brothers and sisters, we also do to you, to remind us that we are to live a life, live in this world, only take that which we need, and make sure we're able to help others who don't have the same privilege. Thank you for Yanni Chapman, who reminded us that race is a social construct, and it doesn't mean anything other than pigmentation of color, but it's the heart and the character of a person that matters. Thank you for Dr. Yanni Chapman, who reminded us that status and prestige, they mean absolutely nothing if we're not reaching out and building a better community, a beloved community, as Dr. Martin Luther King reminded us. Thank you, dear God, O merciful and kind Creator, for giving us Dr. Yanni Chapman, who showed us what to do in the midst of what seemed to be defeat, showed us how to keep on fighting, keep on working, keep on standing for justice, that we've got you to face in the end. Thank you, O merciful and kind God, Elohim and El Shaddai, for being a provider, for being the one to let us know that you, not our elected officials, but you are our very present help in the time of trouble. Thank you, O merciful God, for sending us Dr. Yanni Chapman just for a little while to let us know that we've got a God to glorify and a charge to keep, that we are wonderfully and fearfully made in your image, and we are to be a light in this world,